Hi, this is Chelsea Vale. You have found the Whole Heart Podcast, a podcast for conscious parents who want to do things differently. Parenting the Whole Heart Way is about love, connection, play, and raising our children naturally. It can get, at times, a little bit crunchy. Let's jump in. Okay, I have a secret. Shh. When it comes to parenting, you should probably do the opposite of what you think you should do. Why is that? Well, because kids respond almost always the opposite of the way you think they're going to respond, right? Have you ever noticed when you tell your kid, hurry up, let's go, they walk like molasses. They like suddenly like hit the floor and they're like oozing like a big, like, you know, glue spill across the floor. You're like, what in the hell just happened? And then you get frustrated because you're like, I said hurry, right? It doesn't work, right? If you go, hey guys, it's really important to be really quiet, but you're yelling it, they're not going to be quiet, right? Do the opposite of what you want your kids to do, or the opposite of what you think you should do. Parenting skills are often kind of counterintuitive, and I'm going to give you an example. Let's pretend that a parent says, I can't take my kids anywhere. And you're like, oh my God, that was totally me last night talking to my girlfriend over margaritas, right? I can't take my kids anywhere. They misbehave everywhere. It's like, they're fine in the house, right? They're never fine in the house. Liar. Okay. But they're fine in the house. They're like so good. They've got great manners. I love them. They're respectful. And then we go out in public and it's just like, wild banshee swinging from the trees. It's like I never let them leave the house. Like they were like caged animals finally let loose. What the hell is going on, right? I get questions like that all the time from parents. And what your instinct is as a parent is, we just can't go anywhere. We can't leave the house. They act out. They act up in the grocery store. So I'm going to get a babysitter every time they go to the grocery store. They act up in the movie theater. So I'm never going to take them to the movie theater. And good God, don't get me started on the way they act at Chuck E. Cheese or whatever the play place is where you live, right? I'm not going to take them anywhere. And I'm going to tell them, you don't get to go anywhere fun until you can behave. Bing. Let's do the opposite of that. Okay. The opposite of that is go everywhere. You're like, okay, how's that going to work? That's totally going to backfire. It doesn't. But we're going to call these training sessions. You're going to go places with the intent of not making it through. So pick a place that you don't actually care that you have to go, right? Like let's say, okay, for example, I live really close to my parents' house. And let's just pretend that my kids had bad behavior at the grandparents. My kids actually behave way better at grandma's than they do at my house. But let's just pretend for this episode's sake that they act up every time they go to the grandparents' house. So you call your mom or you call your dad and you say, hey guys, we're going to have a little training session, okay? Since the kids tend to act up, the begging and the back talking just escalates and the whining. Whenever we're at your house, they act up. So we're going to have a little training session. I'm going to plan a visit. They're going to be totally stoked. We're definitely going to be, we're going to be there this time, you know, ready to play, ready to spend some time with grandparents. But, oh, sorry, mom and dad, we're probably not going to be able to stay, okay? Because I'm trying this new parenting technique. I'm going to let the kids know, we'll stay as long as you're sweet. That's all you say. You don't remind. You don't give warnings. No threats. No bribery. No punishment. No consequences. We'll stay as long as you're sweet. Hope you can make it. And then you go to the grandparents' house and kind of set them up for failure, really. Like, lo and behold, Grandma, I want lemonade. Mommy never lets me have it. Meh. Grandma, can I play with things that I never get to play with? Can I watch screens? Right? You know your kids. Like, you know this whiny voice that like suddenly happens every time they want something, right? They turn into that and you say, oh, this is so sad. Oh, we could have stayed at Grandma's as long as you were sweet, but you've begun to beg. And you've begun to whine. And I just noticed a temper tantrum taking place. And you know what, guys? This is so sad, but we need to go. Sorry, Grandma. And what are you thinking right now? You're like, oh my God, my kids would lose their mind. Yay. Okay. It's not mean. It's not cruel. We're allowing their behavior to be the punishment. You know, I hate punishment, right? We're allowing their behavior to be the cause. The effect is that we have to leave. They're not mad at you as the parent. You didn't do anything. Your words were, we'll stay as long as you're sweet. They are the ones that chose to leave. This technique works everywhere, okay? So let's say your kids act up at the grocery store. There's a couple of things that you could do. Of course, you could shop when they're not with you. And Lordy, I do that all the time. I will actually get a babysitter to go to the grocery store. I will grocery shop when they're at school or camp or at their dad's house. Like, God forbid I take them to the grocery store. But I'm not teaching them anything if I always do that. Remember, do the opposite of what you think you should do. If they are a total shit show at the grocery store, take them to the grocery store. How will they ever learn if you prevent them from the learning opportunities, right? Those training sessions. So let's say we go to the grocery store. By the way, prepare yourself and have done all of your shopping ahead of time. Okay. Like don't use your like weekly shopping for a training session, because remember, the intent is probably they're not going to make it. So guys, we're going to go to Trader Joe's. I would love to get some of your favorite things. In fact, maybe we could even get some of your favorite like popsicles or like rocket ship crackers or something that you really, really love. Wouldn't that be so great? We'll stay as long as you're sweet. I buy treats for those that behave themselves at the grocery store. Now, that exact line is what I almost always say to my kids when we walk in the grocery store. And when I say that, if they act up, I don't ever say anything. There's no get over here, stop running, sit in the cart, knock it off. When we get home, you're really going to get it. Like none of that crap that we grew up with, right? I said the enforceable statement as I'm walking in, we're going to go to Trader Joe's. The enforceable statement is something that I myself will do, and that makes me in control. Okay. It's not about their behavior. That's on them. I control my behavior as the parent, and I buy treats for those that behave themselves. So I say that we go in the store and they're just complete shit show maniacs, yada, yada, yada. Can I have this? Can I have this? Can I have this? I don't say anything. Just keep shopping, get a couple of things, throw it in the cart, walk up to the counter and they go, well, can I have the rocket ship crackers? Oh, and you look at the checkout person. We're actually not going to get these. And one kid hits the floor. Oh, and these over here, these, whatever it is, these gummy treat ice cream, we're actually not going to get those either. And they go, why meh? And you go, oh, do you remember when you ran through the aisles? I go, I'm sorry. I won't do it again. Oh, and I'm sure you won't. And I love you so much that I'm going to keep trying with you. But the very moment that you chose to act up at the grocery store, you gave up rocket ship crackers. I love you. And you hold them and you love them because you're teaching them, you're training them. That's your parenting moment. That's the like highlight of this whole shindig that we all signed up for, right? It doesn't matter if they cry and hit the floor and act up. That's not the point. The point is they're learning that every behavior they have has a natural logical consequence. You set the stage walking in. I buy treats for those that behave at the grocery store. Or you might even go so far as to call a friend and say, hey, my kids are a shit show at the grocery store. I'm planning on not making it very far today, but I do have some shopping to do. Would you mind meeting me in front of the grocery store about 2:30 p.m. today? And you're walking in at 2 o'clock and you let the kids know, we'll stay as long as you're sweet. One of them hits the floor because they can't have, you know, whatever treat they want. They want the dino safari pasta, whatever. And they hit the floor. You're the meanest mom ever. And they start crying. You call your friend. You stay calm. You say, hey, we're not actually going to make it through the grocery store. Do you mind taking them home to the house and sitting with them for about 20 minutes? I'll pay you big time. And some of you are going, well, I don't know. I can't pay a babysitter. I can't pay a friend to pick my kids up. That's not something that we can do. You can pay them because it's not your money. It's really easy to pay people to help you out with your parenting gigs when it's not your money. And you're going, wait, how does that work? You pay with their toys. You sell their toys and you pay the babysitter. And I have done this before, guys. And that is something that I'm going to dive into a little bit more here on do the opposite of what your gut tells you to do more often than not, that's going to be your strongest strategy is doing, it's kind of counterintuitive. One of my boys broke something the other day. I can't remember what it was, but it was something that I had paid for. And I think it was something that was a pretty big deal, or maybe he had stained some of his clothes purposefully, not just an accident. I totally understand that, but I like purposefully like painted on himself and his clothes or something like that. And I said, oh man, how are you going to pay for that? And he looks at me, you pay for it. I said, no, you're right. I did. I paid for it the first time. How are you going to pay for it? Because you just ruined it. I didn't ruin it. That's not what I did. And he's looking at me like all glassy eyed, you know? And I said, well, we could sell some things and make some money to pay for it. Do you have some money? Do you have anything that you could sell to make money? And he's like, no, I love all my toys. Not a problem. You know what I do? I go and I get those toys and I sell them and I pay for those things. Now I make money. I've got a great job. You know, I don't need to do those kinds of things, but that's how kids learn the value of money. They learn about being responsible. They learn about being respectful. Now my kids are 5. Don't do this with a 3-year-old. Like that's just cruel. My kids are 5, almost 6. They're starting to learn there's, you know, cause and effect. If I do something, there is a consequence to that. When one of my kids makes a mess, and we say in our family, who makes a mess cleans up the mess. More often than not, I clean it up. And you're like, well, that way, whoa, I'm confused. You just said that they cleaned it up. Duh, that's the expectation, okay? Have you ever tried to make a 5-year-old clean up something they didn't want to clean up? It's like damn near impossible. Like the other day, one of my kids was doing a puzzle on the floor. The other one comes in and he's mad at him for, I mean, God knows what, probably like breathing, right? So he's mad at him and he's like all upset. And so the one that's on the floor is trying to put together the puzzle. The other one basically takes the box of puzzle pieces and like launches it across the living room and it goes everywhere. And I said, those need to be picked up. In our house, someone who makes a mess is the one that cleans up the mess. Those need to be picked up. And he was like, I'm not doing it. Never. Actually, it's more like this. Never. I think I nailed it. That's what he does. Never. And I'm like, well, okay, cool. And I like let it go. I can't make him pick it up. But then later, probably like 20 or 30 minutes, he says, Mom, can I have a Yogurt? It's this like yogurt, like probiotic drink that they like love. But they're expensive and like I like them. I don't really like to share my Yogurts. I'm kind of stingy like that with damn Yogurts that they always want to drink. So he's like, Mom, can I have a Yogurt? And I said, oh, not today, buddy. He's like, what? I'm like, no, not today. I said, I asked you to clean up the puzzle and you chose not to. And he goes, okay, I'll clean it up right now. I'll clean it up right now. I said, you can have a Yogurt when it's cleaned up. And he's like, okay, I'll do it right now. And I said, we'll see. He doesn't do it. He does not pick up. He picks up like 2 pieces. So who cleans it up? Mom. I cleaned it up. I didn't yell. I didn't spank. I didn't bribe. I didn't threaten. I just simply implied, and I might have even said the words, you can have a Yogurt as soon as the puzzle pieces are clean up. He chose not to do it. So I cleaned it up. I am not going to go over there, spank his butt, use his hand and pick up every piece at a time. Like, what is that doing, right? So, because that's what your instinct says. Make him clean it up. Don't let him get away with this. But I let him get away with it. I let him not clean it up. I cleaned up every single piece. But when he wanted something from me, I chose to say no. And guys, by the way, he did not get a Yogurt that day. And he was super upset. And I'm pretty sure something similar happened the very next day. He cleaned it up immediately, went to the fridge and got a Yogurt. It was almost an immediate connection to when I participate in this family actively and kindly, good things happen. When I don't participate, when I hurt others and harm others and am disrespectful, bad things happen. He's starting to make that correlation. And it's different because our intuition is typically to do what our parents did to us, which is a lot of drama, right? A lot of like all of the things that I've mentioned before, the spanking, the yelling, the bribery, the threats, the loud voices, the sit in the corner and the timeout and the losing of privileges. All of that is the exact opposite of what we should be doing. By a show of hands, how many of you are yellers? Okay. I yelled the other day for like one of the first times. Like, of course I've like raised my voice and been like, hey, knock it off, get it together. Like I've definitely like fallen into those traps where I like hear like, you know, my teacher's voice, my coach's voice, my mother's voice, something like that. But y'all, I like yelled the other day, and it was like, it was warranted, but I felt so incredibly bad about it. Like, I am like not a yeller. It brought me to tears. I had to like retreat and go chill out. And I was like, God, like what is going on? It's totally my stuff. It was like not theirs. I mean, everything that I like put out there was my stuff that I was dealing with. And it just came like flooding out of my mouth and like the loudest voice that I think I've ever used with my kids. And some of that kind of like inspired this episode because I fell into the trap of doing what had been done to me, whether it was from my ex-husband who was a yeller, from parents who yell, from coaches that yell. You know, I don't do very well with yelling. And in fact, when people yell, I like, it triggers me. It triggers me big time. Like coming from an abusive relationship, when someone yells, I freeze and cry. And I heard myself yelling at my children, which is like not something that I tell people to do and definitely not what I want for myself. And it fits really well into this episode of what you want to do or what feels natural to do is often the opposite of what you should do. Like normally when my kids are yelling or loud, or even when I was a teacher and I had 35-year-olds, most of them with special needs, for goodness sakes, it was very loud in there. I would whisper and I would have a very soft voice. And even with my kids, I walk up and if I can't get their attention, they're not listening to me, I get right in their ear and I whisper something. That seems counterintuitive, right? Why would I whisper when my kids are yelling? But that gets their attention without causing their soul to close. I read that one time in a book. God, I can't remember who said it. I wish I could credit them. Yelling causes a child's soul to close. And oh my God, it like hit home. Y'all, I was so upset with myself for yelling. And I thought what I should have done is retreat, cool off, get it together, come back, get in front of their faces, get down on their level, put your hand on their back and whisper. Whisper. Oh my God, why didn't I do that, right? Like that's what I kept thinking. I should have whispered. Think about the things that you're dealing with as a parent. Think about what your response has been. What would be more effective and more efficient? What is the opposite of that? If you did the opposite, what might the result be? There was a woman who posted something on a mom Facebook page that I'm a member of, and she said, I need help. My teenager is completely out of sorts. She's running around with older men. She's staying out late. She's not respecting curfew. She's getting bad grades. I've done everything. I mean, she's doing drugs. I'm taking away privileges. I'm grounding. I'm spanking. I'm threatening. I'm doing all of these things. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through to her. And my response, of course, guys, like these women that I talk to on Facebook, like they never want to listen. They never do. And that's fine. They don't know me. They don't know my background. But I posted something in the comments that, of course, everybody just goes off on because it's not the norm. It's not the standard. And that's why counselors make the big bucks, by the way, because we have the background to back up our advice. Our intuition is different because we're more analytical about how an action will, like the reaction that an action will cause, right? We are more conscious of what's being done in a relationship and how it will affect the other person. We're very careful about our words. We're very careful about our actions and our body language and our facial expressions because we know human development and the human psyche and the human response. So let me tell you what I told this woman to do and why I made everybody so mad. This girl, I was guessing, was probably like a young teen because she still lived at home. She wasn't driving. So she had mentioned that she was driving with older boys, et cetera. So I guessed probably like 14 to 16. And I commented and I said, tell her that she can use drugs at home. Okay. Now, by drugs, I even specified, I do not mean heroin, cocaine, acid, anything that can be fatal to the body. But she's young. I'm assuming there's like, you know, cocaine or not, sorry, not cocaine, sorry, like mushrooms or marijuana, a weed, whatever you want to call it, which by the way is legal like everywhere because it's not fatal. It's not addictive. Same thing with mushrooms. They're not addictive. They're incredibly good for the body. Likely that this young girl is doing these things out of rebellion. So you're welcome to do these things. You're welcome to smoke weed, but it needs to be at the house. You're welcome to hang out with these, you know, older boys, whatever, but it needs to be in the house. I'm happy to take you guys places, right? All of those friends that you've been hanging out with, welcome to hang out with them at the house, or I'm happy to take you guys places and hang out together. You know, don't really worry about school. If you don't want a great job, you don't want college, that's your choice. I'm here for you if you change your mind. You know, fail wisely. Step back. And y'all are like probably laughing at me now. I can like see everybody in their car listening to this like, oh my God, she's lost her mind. But think about a teenager and what they often do is rebel. But if you're allowing them to do these things, it kind of loses its appeal, right? But most important, what I said to this woman is spend time with your daughter. Give her back privileges for little things that she does correctly. Maybe she smiles today and you go, oh, I haven't seen you smile in so long. I love seeing you smile. Did you want your phone back? You know what? Your smile earned that phone back. I love seeing you smile. I love hearing you laugh. God, if you laughed, I would turn on Instagram for you again. You know, little things like that, not mocking, but just like literally like little things that they do. Hey, I noticed you turned your homework in, right? I love it. You guys want to go to dinner? You guys want to go do something fun, right? Spend time with your children when they are rebelling to rebuild that relationship. Grant them freedoms to make inappropriate decisions while they're in your care. Love them for who they are. Show them that you accept them and love them even when they're being shitheads, which they totally will be in the teenage years. Y'all, I'm not looking forward to it. But I can tell you what seems like the best option or the best response is often the exact opposite of what you should be doing. Guys, when I record these episodes, I often think of when I was teaching parenting workshops and I would hear, you know, questions from people in the audience and the staff, the teachers, the parents. And I loved getting asked questions because it helped me realize like what, you know, my listeners wanted to hear about. Please email me your questions, chelsea@joinwholeheart.com or private message me on Instagram or Facebook. My Instagram is Chelsea Vale, Whole Heart Crunchy Parenting, or maybe Whole Heart _ Chelsea Vale, something like that. You'll find me. Look on there and message me and let me know what it is that you would like to learn about. If you have already asked me a question and I haven't responded to it on an episode, that doesn't mean I'm not going to. It just means that I'm probably like gathering some more data to be sure that I don't just answer this one question, but that I do really formulate an entire episode dedicated to a specific topic. So I'm not ignoring you if you did email me. Thank you so much for listening. If you have not subscribed already, please subscribe. I really appreciate when people share these episodes with family and friends. And you can check out my website, wholeheartcrunchyparenting.com. I'm so bad at posting blogs, but I'm definitely going to do more of that. I also have some parenting tips and videos on YouTube if you want to check that out as well. Chelsea Vale, Whole Heart Parenting. Lots of things about babies, toddlers, and living a green lifestyle. Thank you again for listening. Be well.